Hey loves, thank you for tuning back into my podcast. I really wanted to use this podcast, this episode, to really just go in a deep prayer due to the COVID-19, the coronavirus and the pandemic and these unprecedented times that we are experiencing. I really wanted to use this episode as a way to spread so much encouragement to everyone. There's a lot of lives that have been lost due to this virus. There's a lot of people that are becoming affected, you know, by this virus, that are, you know, being victims of it. The cases are growing by the hour, by the minute. So many people are out of work right now. You know, there are a lot of people unemployed, and desperate times are going to lead to desperate measures, and that's what we don't want. We really want everyone to be in encouraged, you know, to still be hopeful and still be optimistic about this situation, because this too shall pass. So instead of, I know my usual podcast, I always come up with the scripture, and then I usually try to break down that verse and, you know, have a relatable message to whatever verse it is that I'm speaking on. But this episode, God placed it on my spirit and my heart to just really focus on encouraging you all. And us as Christians and us as believers, our duty is to keep our eye on God. This is not the time for us to grow weary. This is not the time for us to worry. This is the time for us to simply come together and pray and be in unity with one another, help out one another, trust God, because God is the one that's in control. He's been in control. And I really do believe that God isolated us for a reason. This didn't just happen by surprise. This didn't just happen coincidental. God knows what he's doing. And I saw a quote that said, it gave a whole breakdown of, like, you know, things that we worship. You know, it was saying something about, like, we worship athletes. So God closed down the stadiums. We worship money. So God allowed the stock markets to go down. We worship celebrities and artists and entertainers. So God allowed the concerts to be shut down. And it's basically, it was amongst a few other things, but it's basically just saying that everything that we've been worshiping or idolizing and we've been putting before God, God has closed all of that down, because God wants us to seek him. Right now is a time for us to really yearn to get closer to God. God wants our attention. And sometimes it takes drastic situations to occur for God to grasp our attention, because little things aren't enough. They're not big enough for us to be wowed and moved. But God, this one is major. And if anything I haven't learned and gained from this whole pandemic is that we have to be grateful. It's so interesting to me that there are so many people, when I look on my timeline and on my feed and social media, there's so many people complaining about having to be in the house. Oh, I'm ready to leave the house. You know, like, I just want to go outside again. I just want to go to the movies again, or go out to eat again. But it's so interesting, because when, before the whole pandemic took place, we were always on the go. We were always working really hard, barely having time to be at home. So we used to complain back then, you know, we used to say, man, I just want to be at home. I just want to be at home doing nothing, just relaxing, enjoying the place of shelter that I pay for every month. But now that God has allowed us to have that opportunity, we're complaining about wanting to get outside. Use this time to really be in a mood of gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful for this still moment. Bask in God's presence. Bask in your blessings he's given you, because all of them are around you. The people that you are in your home with is the people that God gave you. Those are the blessings, the family that he's giving you. He wants you to not be so consumed by trying to succeed or trying to reach this goal and next goal, trying to always be ahead. He wants you just to be still and enjoy the family that he's giving you. Don't be so busy that you don't have time for your children. Don't be so busy that you don't have time for your spouse or your mate or whoever you live with. Don't be so busy that you don't have time to check on your loved ones and your family members. God has given us that opportunity to do that right now. So really be grateful. And I've seen a lot of people also say too, like, you know, it's been hard for them having their children in the home. From a mother's standpoint, my child is never a burden. Yes, I know children, because their minds aren't how our minds are. So sometimes we don't speak the same language, but I will never say that my son is a burden. Don't look at your children as burdens. Look at them as blessings. If they're starting to aggravate you or annoy you, everybody has nerves. I'm not judgmental. But if you feel like it's getting to that point, then find something to keep them busy, because they need to be entertained just as much as you do. Use this time to really love on your loved ones, because you just never know. God has shown us in so many situations and so many deaths and just things that have, you know, changed in our day-to-day, that at any moment, people and things can be taken away from you. So don't take it for granted. But really, more than anything, be prayerful, be hopeful, get in the word. God is sending a message with this pandemic. And it shows you, not even our president, everybody have so much hope and put in so much faith in the president. Why? He's man-made. He don't know what to do. He doesn't have control over this. Put your hands in the person that is in control. God, that can change the situation at any moment, at any time. That can give someone the cure to provide here on earth. That can instill that in them. Give it to God, who can make sure that if the store is out of bread, that they get stocked the shelves get stocked the next day, and you have food to eat. You have water for your family. Give it to God. He is our provider. He will provide for us, but we have to trust him during this time. And we have to know that we are safe in God's presence. So don't grow weary. Don't worry. Don't try to house up all the food and all the water and all the toilet paper and all the paper towels. Yes, prepare yourself so you don't panic, but don't be greedy and don't overdo it. Remember, because you have needs and somebody else does too. God wants us to be a blessing and help others. God doesn't want us to be greedy and hog everything for ourselves. So get just what you need for you and your family and leave some on the shelf for somebody else, because at the end of the day, God will supply all of our needs. So we have no reason to be greedy. We have no reason to try to take it all, because God will give us what we need when we need it, even if it seems impossible. Even if you've gone to 3 different stores and you still haven't found what you needed, God will lead you to that 4th store that will give you an abundance of what you need. So really, loved ones, take this time to be considerate of others also as you're preparing for yourself and for your family. But trust God to supply. Those of you who that are unemployed right now, trust God. Don't wait around for your unemployment check to come, or the stimulus checks to come, because remember, that's just one issuance. It's not continuous, but God will continue to provide for you as long as you look to him as your provider. Focus on God's promise to be our provider. That's the goal that I want you guys to do when it comes to that state of mind of worrying if you're going to have enough. We're going through a crisis. It's affecting all of us. I'm so grateful. And I thank God that he's given me the opportunity to telework, to still be able to work and supply for my son, and also be here with my son, making sure that he's safe and he's protected from this virus. I'm so grateful. So I won't even fix my mouth to complain about if my workload gets heavy while I'm at home. I work from home. I have a lot of time to get it taken care of. There should be no reason to complain when there are millions of people who are out here without work. So really, practice being grateful. Practice seeking God and trusting God to be your provider. Practice seeking God to stay encouraged. And remember, grow closer to God during this time more than anything, because he is our provider. In the Bible, one of the names for God is Jehovah Jireh, which means God provides. So if God is telling you in his word that he will provide, has God ever failed you before in the past? It'd be that last minute that funds will come through. It'd be that last minute that what you need will come through. But it came through, right? God delivered. God will never fail us. If he hasn't failed you before, know that during this time right now, no matter how much chaos is going on in the world, God remains the same. That's what I love about him. And that's why I'd be so passionate when I talk about him, because he's never, ever changed. He's never failed me. He's always came through. I'll tell you a story. My sister shared with me that she had gone to about two different stores to get water, and they were all gutted out. And she loves water, and her family drinks a lot of water. And she said she was getting frustrated. She was giving people in the store attitudes, just acting ungodly, you know, unlike herself. And she said God had to speak to her in a moment when she got in the car and had to tell her, "Do you not believe that I will provide your needs?" And she said God led her to her water man, the person that usually comes and distribute water for her, that she didn't even think to contact. She just immediately went to the stores, you know, like any person would do in a panic, go to the stores, get bottles of water. She didn't even think to remember that she had a water guy that has been supplying her water for her. And God reminded her in that moment to go to that water guy. And he filled her up with jugs and jugs and jugs of water. She has so much water. She said that she had to go back and she had to repent and ask God for his forgiveness, because she felt so horrible that she started to be ugly towards his people because she couldn't find water instead of just trusting him. She realized that she was trying to do everything herself, and God wanted her to let him be in control. So in that story, going back to what I've encouraged you guys to do earlier in the message, trust God, give it over to him, and he will supply all of your needs. But you have to trust in what you're trying to manifest or what you're trying to put out. Because if you believe that he will supply, he will. But if you just saying, "Oh, well, you know, the word says he's supplying my needs, so we'll see." He won't. You know why? Because you don't even believe it yourself. So why is God going to reveal to you something that you don't even believe that he can do? No, tell yourself, God is going to supply. God is going to get us through this crisis. God is going to protect me and my family. I'm alive, right? I'm still breathing, right? My health is in good hands. Let God be God. Don't try to do it on your own, because it won't work. You'll get frustrated. You'll get flustered, and things will start to fall apart. And remember, when you stress, that's the quickest way for you to catch the virus. So it's best to be in a positive state of mind, be hopeful, and be encouraged. As I'm closing this out, I just wanted to say again that I am very sorry for those of you who have temporarily lost your job during this time. I pray that God gives you the peace that you'll need, that he gives you the strength to persevere. If there's any other little side businesses or, you know, any other little hustles that you had thought about doing before, maybe now is the time to try and see if you can come up with something while you're at home during this time. Take advantage of it, you know, be productive. Don't just sit around drowning yourself in your problems and misery, because it will only lead you to depression or any type of mental illness, and then that would just make things worse. So really try to be hopeful and just know that better days are coming, and know that we're being isolated for a reason, and God just really wants to get everyone's attention. God is not pleased with the ways and the cultures and the rituals of this world. He's just not. He's not pleased with some of our ways and some of our actions and some of our behavior. And he wants everybody to recognize that he is God. He's in control. And if he says, shut the world down and put everybody on lockdown, and that's what will happen. And if God says, okay, everybody, you know, you guys have repented, you know, things have gotten better, people's ways are improving, okay, let's get back to normal. God has the final say in everything. So trust him in everything and just stay encouraged. Let's go ahead and conclude this podcast with a word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you that you have always been there for us. We thank you that you are omnipresent, that you are everywhere at the same time. Thank you that you know our needs. Thank you that you know our struggles. Thank you that you know our fears. Thank you that you know our hardships. Thank you that you know the great things that we're doing. Thank you that you know everything and you're everywhere at the same time, taking care of all of us, Father. Thank you that you have never failed us, Father. Thank you that you've always held our hand and always encouraged us, and that you've given us free gifts from you, joy and peace that we cannot get from this world. I pray right now, Father, during this COVID-19 and the pandemic that we're experiencing, that you will help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to trust you and through it all. Help us to not be so quick to take what we're hearing on the media or in the news and run with it. Help us not to forget the promise that you have given us. Help us not to allow what we've seen and what we've heard to discourage us from what you are still going to do for us. Help us to trust you and know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that you would do all that you've said that you would do, and that you would end this crisis, and you would heal the sick, and you would heal the world and all that we're going through, Father. We thank you for the families that are still together. We thank you for those that are still employed, Father, that you're able to still provide for them and their families. We pray for those that are unemployed, Father, that you will help them to not lose hope, but help them to still be productive, help them still have faith and know that you will provide and you will supply the income that they need. Give them a financial breakthrough, Father. Bless them. Keep them strong. Keep them in your word, Father. Just help them to be hopeful. We love you, Father. We thank you. We pray for our world, our president, the government, those that are in a position of power to do something, to help them to do a positive change and help us to turn this thing around, Father, because we know this too shall pass. And we know that when you say so, things will be all better and things will be wiped away. So help us to be safe in your arms, and help us to know that you will protect us, you will provide for us, and that you are our God, and you just want us to be still and enjoy the blessings that you have given us. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, Father, for this word, for this mode of encouragement, because we know an encouraging word cheers a person up, as you said it in your word, Father. And you also said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. You've also said in your word that you will supply, you will provide for us and help us to and for us to submit everything to you in prayer. And through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, you will give us all that we need. We love you, Father. We praise you, and we thank you for sending your Son, your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, down on the cross for us, that we may be saved from sin, because we know sin separates us from you. But through Jesus Christ, Father, we are reconciled back to you. We love you, Father. We thank you. We pray for those who have lost their loved ones during this pandemic, that you would give them the strength and give them the peace and the comfort that they need in their heart and their spirit. Help us to change our customs and our rituals and our behaviors of the world. Help us to do better now that we know better. Help us to do those things that are pleasing and honorable unto you, and help us not be so quick to follow those things that aren't like you. Help us to be grateful at all times and everything. Even the smallest gesture, help us to be grateful, because this may be small to us, but it's a big move from you. We love you, Father. We praise you. We thank you for this time that we have had here together. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh my goodness, I felt every bit of that prayer as I was praying it, you guys. God is amazing. He is wonderful. Trust him. Get in the Bible. You can read all the self-help books and all the books, recommended books that are out there, but none of them compares to the Word of God. All the wisdom that you need is in the Bible. All the things that are discussing what we are currently experiencing right now is in the Bible. Get in the Word of God. Grow a closer relationship with God. And remember, get ready, be ready, so you don't have to get ready. God's timing may be sooner than we think. So our goal is to be ready. Don't panic. Prepare and get ready. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Blessings and love to you guys. Remember to keep those things that I've stated in mind. Love on your family. Enjoy this time at home in isolation. Still be productive and still be hopeful, because like I've said before and I'll say it again, this too shall pass. I'll see you guys for the next episode.